Those of you who weren't here yesterday, let me again thank you very, very much for all your encouragement and support. Last year especially, your prayers and good wishes were a tremendous source of inspiration for me. I used to think that I owed my life to Srila Prabhupada, but now I have a greater understanding that I owe my life to Srila Prabhupada and to all the followers of Srila Prabhupada. Now, yesterday we were talking about, for part of the lecture, we were talking about the qualities of a devotee. And I came across an old appreciation of Sudama makes his presence known of one of my godbrothers, Jayananda Prabhu. He was my Padma Pradarshak Guru. So I hope that Vinita can translate it on the run. But let me preface that by saying that this is Kalakanta's appreciation, but it is the unanimous opinion of everyone who knew Jayananda.
Yeah,
Is that where he says that he was equal to both of them?
Koja bi za dolar kupio od svojstva. cultural festival, which I haven't been stuck on and more used to be with the grand coaching that I have. Put the only person I'm sure to start the business with him, which I'll be able to natural diet and also to power from this class. That would be another thing, that would be the show of food, the kids and children. You bring all the other people in the class, and then for the mall, for the fetching, and the family. So the company premium, το βοήθησε, το βοήθη πάλι από το κολοβείο. Και είπα από το λέω εδώ, πρέπει να πρέπει εγώ έτσι, κάτω δεν είπε, πες το λόγο του να βάζετε, και άμα σε ήθελα, λέει, η δόση με τόνια από τη γενιά, να το κουχα, όχι να το κουχα, όχι να το κουχα. Ήταν σαν έτσι ανάντα ιερά, και ο θέσος εγώ έτσι, να μην πρέπει, κάτω πέσαινα. Τότε, μικρά, έτσι, νόμιζε, χώρο, διάλογο, δηλαδή,
usually I have a very difficult time reading this. Not because I didn't go to school. But when I think of Jayananda, I get about one or two paragraphs through it, and then I start crying. There was a movie called Gandhi. I don't know. Anybody saw that movie, Gandhi? Don't lie, come on. Nobody here saw the movie Gandhi? Anyway, at the beginning of it, it starts with Gandhi's funeral. And, you know, the President of the United States, the Prime Minister of England, the President of Croatia, they were all there at the funeral. From all over the world, leaders came. There were about 500,000 people there. And this American reporter is talking about a statement made by Einstein. And one part I remember was that future generations will hardly believe that such a man as this ever existed. So I remember that, and in regard to Jayananda. All of us have our heroes. Somebody likes this one, and somebody likes that one, and thinks he's the greatest thing that happened, or she's the savior of the world, or whatever it is. But all of those people, I can tell you, hardly any exception, acknowledge that Jayananda was the very best disciple of Srila Prabhupada. He was a very simple man, although he came from a wealthy family. You heard he lived very simply and poorly. He was an engineer. He also had a teacher certificate from the state of California. But in his early days, he drove taxi for the temple. And later on, he fixed temple vehicles, which were probably the oldest and most run-down vehicles in San Francisco. I've seen here in Croatia, the temple vehicles were always relatively quite good and fairly well maintained. But you can't imagine the joke that we call cars and vans in America. And even those we had a very tough time getting insurance because, you know, devotees would be smacking them up every couple of weeks. So Jayananda was always fixing up vehicles and taking out the garbage and you know, all the top duties in the temple. They tried to make him a leader a few times, president of Berkeley, leader of a Radha Damodar traveling Sankirtan bus, but after a short period of time, he just didn't like being a leader. He liked being a follower. This is a great book. I don't know if you have this here in former Yugo, but has anyone seen it before? Huh? Have you seen this? Written by your favorite bhajan singer? Vyasaki Prabhu? It's a great book. So today, we're going to discuss a little bit about interesting topic. Lead, follow, or get out of the way. Actually, it's not as bad as it sounds. There are two places where I got the subject from. One is the army. I don't think I need to ask, but I will. Any of you ever been in the army? Yeah? Okay. Have you heard that motto before? Lead, follow, or get out of the way? It's the U.S. Marine Corps lives by it. Of course, I'm a Canadian, but even in Canada, that was well-known maxim. There were two maxims that were very famous. One of them was hurry up and wait. People in the army always seem to be sitting around waiting. Waiting for action or whatever. And lead, follow, or get out of the way. But it's also the title of a book on leadership, which I read sometime in the early 90s. It's a book by Jim Lundy. So, I've noticed in my travels that there is a shortage of leadership training. And there is a great need for leaders in our institution. Especially when you consider the fact that people are not getting a salary. Or if they do, it covers their bare minimum expenses. But everyone is expected to give their time and energy gratis for the cause, for the Lord. So the least thing that devotees expect is good leadership. I don't mind to give my time, my energy, my heart, my money, everything, but not for following a blind man. So, the first thing, well, first of all, I thought I'd read a quote from the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's a purport. Men who want to flourish, I'll read it through and then you can. Men who want to flourish in the guise of servants of the people do not want a good king at the head of the state. Men who want to flourish in the guise of servants of the people do not want a good king at the head of the state. They are like the kumuda flowers, which do not take pleasure in the sunrise. The word kup means bad and mut means pleasure. Persons who want to exploit the administrative power for their own self-interest do not like the presence of a good king. Although professing democracy, they want to be kings themselves. Thus they compete for votes by bad propaganda and take pleasure in having politics, but no king. Thieves and dacoits also take no pleasure in the presence of a good king, but it is in the interest of the people to have a well-trained king as the head of state. Once Srila Prabhupada quoted a Bengali saying when I was in Calcutta. And he translated, "The king is good for the people." And the people are good for the king. But the king is better. In other words, if we don't have a leader, then everyone suffers. And Srila Prabhupada used to say many times, a blind uncle is better than no uncle. There is a Bengali saying for that, but it's also, I think, a saying all over the world in every language. Do you have a Croatian one? Oh, I guess you... Oh, well, that wasn't exactly what I was thinking of, but it's close. But amazingly enough, there is a lot of information available to us how to get good quality leadership. Well, let's see. Now, in the Ramayana, I'm going to read a little bit. Let's see. I thought I was going to read a little bit. Boy, I lost my place. You remember where it is? Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. So I'm going to read, and I can read and you translate it all, or... Okay, well, I'll just read it. How many people do not speak, do not understand my English and the English I'm reading? Okay, 3 or 4 or 5, okay. So I'll read it in English first and then you translate it. Rama then inquired from, this is when Ram, the Bharat is at Kaikeyi's brother's place. He's gone there for little relaxation. He's also very friendly with his uncle, and it's a couple of days' journey from Ayodhya. So Rama is banished to the forest, and he and Sita, Devi, and Lakshman, they are taken by the citizens a ways out of Ayodhya, and then the citizens go back, and Rama and Sita and Lakshman come to the Sarayu River, and then Bharat hears what has happened, and he immediately rushes back, and with his whole army, he comes out to meet Ramchandra and offer him the kingdom back. So at that time, Lord Ramchandra tells Bharat that I cannot return to Ayodhya. It is my destiny to go into the forest. But I want you to hear from me about how to manage the kingdom. Then Rama took Bharat on his lap, saying, "Dear brother, why have you come here, leaving our father alone and unattended? Tell me about our mothers and the citizens of Ayodhya. Are they well and happy?" Rama then inquired from Bharat in a way that was instructive to all present. "My dear Bharata, please know that a righteous kingdom will surely prosper." So one result of having a good leader is that things should prosper. "Are the brahmanas, the elders, and the demigods being properly respected?" Are the brahmanas, the elders, and the demigods being properly respected? "Are the women within the kingdom honored and protected? Are disputes being impartially judged? I hope you are avoiding the 14 weaknesses of a king: atheism, hypocrisy, anger, procrastination, laziness, slavery to the senses, contempt for good advice, lack of vigilance, fondness for bad counsel, impractical planning, inability to keep a secret, attachment for foolish friends, negligence of religious observances, and failure to counteract enemies. My dear brother, are you aware of the three kinds of prowess: energy, authority, and intelligence? Do you avoid the following four types of company: the gossipy, the foul-mouthed, the usurper of property, and the unjust? Do you avoid making alliances with these 16 kings? the child monarch, the senile, the frail and ill, those who have been overthrown, the overly aggressive, the cowardly, the greedy, the sensuous, the frivolous, those who are defeated in battle, those who frequently travel abroad, those with many enemies, those who are poverty-stricken, those who are opposed to religious principles, those who are despised by their ministers and mentally disturbed. I hope you prefer to keep the company of one learned. I hope you prefer to keep the company of one learned man rather than thousands of ignorant fools. One talented minister can give one immense benefit, whereas in times of necessity, thousands of fools can do nothing. O Bharata, if a king does not get rid of a physician who is simply adept at aggravating a disease, a servant who is intent upon bringing disgrace to his master, or a warrior who wants to become ruler himself, then they will surely kill him. Are the women protected and honored by you? Are they pacified with regard to their material needs? I hope that you do not place too much faith in women or confide your secrets to them. Anyway, there is more, but it's not. I think you'll find it more in the full Ramayana. But this is just an idea.
Yeah. אדם של כל מיני בגד. אמרתי שאתה עוד את הסיפור. גם השתיקתי שנה, נדע לי מוכת יש פוצ'ת להיות, נדע לי פוצ'ת יש. נדע לי פוצ'ת יש. נדע לי פוצ'ת יש. Мати на порте задоволите. Надам се да не положиш пуно вјере у жене, нити да им повираваш тајни.
Mahabharat. There's almost 200 pages here on Bhishma's instructions to Yudhisthira in the Shanti Parva.
Ovo je Mahabharata, u kojoj ima skoro 200 stranica u Shanti Parvi.
If that's not enough for you, there are many other people who have written excellent books on leadership. One that I have taught in the past was Bhakta Stephen Covey. And many other leaders have admitted that he has cut and pasted a lot of timeless wisdom. It's not his knowledge, but he has put together some very sanguine instructions on leadership. For example, this is a newsletter put out by Amazon.com. Probably heard of them. Anybody who has a computer has, anyway. So they're conducting an interview with Mr. Covey. So they're talking about businesses learning to be more human and to treat employees and staff better. And they say that on the other side, there are companies that are acting in a more predatory way towards their followers, their workers, staff. Predatory? So Covey comments that at the organizational level, many companies are becoming family friendly or humanistic. Have any of you ever heard of it? The founder. Nobody's heard about it. Well, you may have heard of, I think they had another name, but their shops are all over Europe. Anita Roddick. You've heard, right? Yeah, so the founder and CEO is Anita Roddick, a lady who was a hippie girl. So her company is very progressive thinking and conscience led. They're led by their conscience. In other words, they produce completely
progressive.
For example, here in Croatia, there, I don't know whether the government distributes it or some private company, but there is a type of feed for cows that is, it's like a mixture of grains and animal flesh all ground up together. And everybody knows that there is now a big danger of mad cow's disease. Which is caused by this kind of feed for livestock. But still, it's being distributed and the farmers are being forced to take it and feed it to their animals. So that is not a conscience-led company. They have no conscience. They don't care who is affected. And I'm sure there are many other examples that you can think of. I know in Asia, America and other countries dump free or at a very reduced rate DDT to those countries for spraying their crops.
Znam da Amerika po vrlo visim cijenama i uskoro besplatno azijskim i nekim drugim zemljama prodaje DDT za prskanje usjeva.
So that chemical was outlawed in America over 20 years ago because there is a very scientific link between cancer and DDT.
A ta kemikalija je u Americi zabranjena već preko 20 godina zato što su znanstvenici dokazali vezu između DDT-a i raka.
But they don't care about Africans or Indians or Chinese. So the point is that Anita Roddick has become wealthy and she distributes that wealth in many charities and her company is very successful. So this type of management and leadership basically can be successful. In other words, leadership where the leaders consider the people under them as their most important asset. And the most, at least the a very important approach to leadership in the late 80s and 90s is called participatory leadership or management. There are pros and cons, but overall, even psychologically, people have a need to feel that their views and their ideas are being taken into consideration. And in fact, when I was reading the Ramayana, it was Lord Ramchandra quoted the same quality of a leader, that he takes good advice. Now, many companies put up a suggestion box at the entrance of their company or somewhere. And they usually find that there are no suggestions. Because people know that they're not going to read them anyway, and if they do, they're just going to burn them. So a good leader will see the suggestion, and there's a difference between a manager and a leader, by the way. So a good leader will make sure that people's opinions are read, and you'll be surprised to find out that many of the biggest corporations became big by taking advantage of suggestions from employees. And if they don't like the suggestions, they'll at least acknowledge that they've read them, and that whoever gave the suggestion, they'll thank him for his participation. Now, leadership is a quality that has to be learned and earned. So it's not that everyone is going to be a leader. So the next option is to become a follower. And that's just about as important as having good leadership, is having good followership. If we just install a leader and then everybody criticizes every little thing the leader does, and everybody tries to either directly or by being lethargic thwart I can't think of another word thwart you know interfere with the plans, then that will also create havoc. You'll be like Italy and go through a new prime minister every few months. And here, nobody gets paid, so ultimately nobody will want to do the job. So followers also have to learn how to follow. And interestingly, there's a very good book called How to Manage your boss. So these things are very, very important. And if you don't fit in either of those two categories, then just get out of the way. Stand on the sidelines, or be an enthusiastic follower or an enthusiastic leader. You know, get a seat in the bleachers, you know, or get a seat very high up at Maracana, and watch if you like, but don't get in the way. You know Maracana, right? The stadium with holds about 200,000 people in Rio de Janeiro. So the point is that just coming here to the temple, actually I wanted to remark, I don't know if I remarked it before, but that is one of the nicest backdrops I've seen in many places for Srila Prabhupada. Who painted that painting? Balakrishna. Oh, it's really nice. I like it. But the fact is that we are not getting a strong enough dose of Krishna consciousness, and therefore many of us are feeling dissatisfied. You know, if you've got cancer or some horrible disease, and you go to a doctor who tells you to take, you know, 10 grams of this herb, you know, you need a lot more medicine than 10 grams of some little weed somewhere. And you will also find that gradually you'll be taking lesser and lesser doses. In other words, ultimately your attraction for chanting the holy name will diminish. And these things tend to get worse as we go through generation after generation. Krishna tells Arjuna that I am explaining the science of Bhagavad Gita to you because in the course of time it was lost. The only way we can keep the value added benefit to Krishna consciousness is if we stick strictly to the program that Prabhupada gave us. And believe me, I've been around long enough to hear all the excuses. Twice. But I still feel the same way. We have to somehow or other have Mangala Arati every day. We have to eat Krishna Prasadam. We have to worship the deities. We have to hear Srimad Bhagavatam daily. You know, if you wonder why things aren't the same as they were before, if you look carefully, you'll find that we're not doing the same things that we were doing before. We don't have classes. We don't, you know, once a week, maybe. Where's the book distribution? Where's the prasadam distribution? Well, in order to do all of those things, we need leaders who will inspire us to do them. We need leaders who will help us to manage ourselves. So, I think this is a pretty important subject, and instead of reading books which definitely will turn us into Mayavadis, or instead of flirting with, you know, things that are just way beyond our reach, like Raganuga Bhakti, we should really get down to the basics again. Now, as I said before, I very much like the Balkans, what I've seen so far, Slovenia, Croatia, and now Bosnia. I very much like the people here. Keep in mind that I could preach all over India. India is growing in leaps and bounds. The congregations are just expanding and expanding. A friend of mine who's the global sales director for Northwest Airlines and who recently gave me and Mayapur 2 first class tickets from New York to Bangkok. She visited Bangalore and Delhi recently, and I called up one of the wealthiest men in Bangalore, who is very well known to me because his best friend in Bombay, you know, we've had a long association, so the three of us are very close. I called him up, and he was going to pick her up and take her to the temple and then bring her to his house for dinner, just because I called.
ta dobro žena, ta gospođa koja je dala sve karte, ne znam, bila u Deliju i Bengaluru, i ja sam nazvao jednu tamo najbogatnog ljudi koji je moj blizak prijatelj, koji je sa još jednim našim zajedničkim prijateljem došao kod nju i vodio je samo zato što sam ja nazvao.
Another man in Delhi whose family owns the largest light bulb and tube light company in India, who gave a couple of $1 million to the Delhi temple. I called him up and he was all, you know, what can I do for you, Maharaj? And certainly I'll meet her and bring her to the temple. I have a wonderful time when I go to New York. If you think I tell jokes here, come and see me in New York. I really have a nice relationship with the congregation there. So people are wondering why I spend so much time in the Balkans. Because I like the devotees here, because they all say they all worship Govardhan. But it makes me sad to see that the zone, which was the very best in Northeast Europe at one time, is now, well, I won't say you're the very worst, you're not the very most of anything now. And you're definitely not the very worst, because you all still love to have kirtan, and that's really good. But I can't be a leader here because I'm just, my health will not allow it. I didn't have much time for this subject. I'll come back another time and give you a full-on seminar with audio-visual and the latest technology. They don't call me the technology swami for nothing, you know. But I really want to see you all get it together. Train good leaders, even if you have to send them somewhere to get training, or whatever it takes to study, to have workshops and study groups, and, you know, study successful companies. And then lead or follow. And it's in your self-interest. Both leading and following are just as good as the other. In fact, I like more to be a follower. And maybe that's why Krishna gave me a chance to associate with Jayananda. questions? I had about a year's association with him straight. And then I came to India. And I didn't see him again until 76 or 77. And he left in 77. He left before Prabhupada. He was so lucky. He got cancer. His parents were sending him a lot of money. He tried a number of cures, but wasn't working, so he kept taking the money from his parents and giving it to Prabhupada. Jayananda was just such a gem. His parents wanted to give him money, but they said, I'm not going to give it to Hare Krishna, I'll give it to you if you get married. So Jayananda was much older than most of us. We were in our early 20s and he was in his mid-30s, approaching 40. Anyway, he got married and his parents gave him money and he gave it to Prabhupada. He wasn't a good leader in the sense that he didn't see to his wife's material needs. He was, could have been a great source of spiritual guidance for her, but unfortunately she couldn't appreciate that. In other words, they were married and they had a room somewhere. The temple gave them simple facilities, but he was hardly there. He was always out, you know, doing sankirtan or fixing vehicles or taking out the trash or and, you know, this is a graduate from the best engineering school in America. I do remember once when we were coming from Los Angeles to back to San Francisco. We were driving together. So Jayananda was never shy about business or eating. Chanakya Pandit's instructions. So he, well, it was around 1 o'clock and it was like a 6 hour drive, 7 hour drive from Los Angeles. So we pulled into a store to buy some, I don't know, potato chips and sour cream and all the good healthy food. I actually had two instances like that when I was driving with Jayananda. Once was, we pulled into the store and it was time for Gayatri and we both started to say our Gayatri. So, you know, his thread went from here, you know, just under his armpit and up here because it was tied in so many knots from building and working. He just tied in a knot rather than put on a new one. So I usually take about 6 minutes. Now I take much longer because I have a lot of extra mantras to chant, but usually 5-6 minutes. But Jayananda finished his Gayatri in about 30 seconds. So he got out of the car and went into the store and then came back. And I said, Jayananda, how did you chant your Gayatri so fast? And he said, you know, Sridhar, I can't remember a darn word of it. We used to joke with him. I didn't, but I think Kamal Krishna did. He himself wrote in a letter when he got cancer. He said, now I'm going to have to start saying my Gayatris more seriously. Another time we pulled into a store to get some boga and he said to me, what do you want? So I was one of those, you know, candy-coated brahmacharis. I said, well, what does Krishna want? You know, you pull into one of those grocery stores that only has, you know, snacks and this and that, and what is Krishna? Oh, sure, I'm sure Krishna wants something in there. I can just see the advertising, you know, Krishna's favorite, chocolate covered almonds. So Jayananda said, well, Krishna likes many things, but what do you want? Get some leadership training and get this Rieka temple happening again. It's in your self-interest. Remember, Italy hasn't had a stable government since Mussolini. Ha ha ha. Krishna. At least try to read the Mahabharata.
Okay, 6:30, 6 o'clock, okay?
Yes, 6:30. 6:30.